Well, we got a lot of things coming up and quite a list to go through. And luckily here to help me fill in the gaps, Janet Groh-Herring from Sterling Main Street. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. It's nice weather out there. I like the summer heat, but I'm glad to have a little break from it for the last week or so.
You know, we'll take it. And my gosh, we're already in August, and it's just whoosh. Everything just flew by.
Yes. I cannot believe it's August. We're talking about, I mean, looking at social media, everything's popping up. Fall, pumpkins, blah, blah, blah. And
slow down.
There's stuff going on this week that really is kind of our end of summer activities. So it's weird.
Well, you've been on a hot dog rush here, getting all that.
Yes, my life has been consumed by hot dogs for the last couple of weeks.
Now, it's coming up on Friday, and I've heard a lot of people wondering about this great hot dog day shirt. I love the way it looks.
Yes, so our hot dog day, the last few years, I don't know, it's probably, I think, five or six now, we started doing a t-shirt, and they are just become a collector's obsession, I think. So our hot dog day t-shirt is out for this year. We are doing things a little bit differently. Last year, obviously with COVID, we didn't do the event, but we still had the shirts and we offered them for sale online, and that worked really, really well. Hate to say this, but we don't want to end up with the leftovers and the extras that we usually do when we just kind of guess how many we might need. So we're doing a little bit of a hybrid this year with the t-shirt. JJM, Downtown Print Shop, does our shirts for us every year. They do a fantastic job. But they opened an online store for us. So you can go to our website, sterlingmainstreet.org, go to the Hot Dog Day page. There's a link there to purchase your t-shirt online. You had to have ordered by this past Sunday, and everybody who ordered by August 1st, by this past Sunday, okay, your shirts will be ready to pick up this Friday during the Hot Dog Day event. But you can, we'll have a very limited number available for sale that day that'll be cash and carry. And those will all be available. The shirts can be picked up, where shirts can be purchased at Sterling Main Street's office. But the other thing is, too, is that online store is still open. So you can go online right now and order those shirts from now through the event, so through the closed business on Friday, and order your Hot Dog Day t-shirt. And then we'll schedule a pickup date, probably like a week or so out, to pick up those shirts as soon as JJM has them ready. This way, we always end up with, some frustrations about, you don't have any larges left, or we didn't have, you don't have a U small left. So this way, if you order your shirt online, you're guaranteed to get the sizes you want.
I just answered my own question by clicking on the link to order. They're only $5.
Yeah. Yep. $5. The extra large sizes are $2 more. So okay, those are $7. But they're available in size youth small, youth extra small, through like 5X. So if it's got an X in it, it's $2 more, unless it's an extra small. But yeah, $5, your dated Hot Dog Day shirt to add to your collection, or if you just want to start your collection this year, try to do a little different artwork every year, but it's always a fun hot dog.
Hot Dog Day, Sterling, Illinois, 2021. It's coming back.
Oh, yeah. We make sure we date them, so you know which years they are.
Hot Dog Day, a summertime favorite for more than 40 years. Of course, the last one I was at was 2019.
Yep. We skipped last year, obviously, because of COVID. Yep. We called it the one where we grilled at home.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, this is kind of weird when, it's kind of gone back and forth. Obviously Main Street wasn't around 40 plus years ago. So we took it over kind of about the time our Main Street program started. There was, separate little downtown merchant groups and stuff like that where the business owners would get together and try to do things. So we kind of took it over. I don't want to say take it over. Partnered with them to help with them with the more organizational part of the aspect of it. But, and just doing research, trying to figure out how long this event has been going on. And why we say 40 plus years is the oldest. I was able to find a newspaper article from 1976 that talked about, at that point it was called Ballpark Days, but they were selling hot dogs, I think, for a dime, like 10 cents or something like that. It didn't say it was the first event, though. So I don't know if that was the first event or, I know it's been going along. It's been happening since at least 1976, but I don't know whether that was the first event or not, because like I said, that was the oldest news article I've been able to find. But it did that article did not specify whether or not that was the first time that event had been held.
Somebody knows.
I'm sure somebody out there knows. I just,
there might be quite a few somebodies that know.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. If you do know when the very first one was in downtown Sterling, let me know. Yeah. But hey, see, that's quite a long run.
Yes, it is.
And obviously, well, at this point, it's 45 years.
And in Hot Dog Day absence last year, looks like we're playing a whole bunch of catch up with getting so many catch
yes.
catch up, I should say. There's so many involved this year.
Yeah, we've got 8 cooking sites, so we're going to have a little over 7,500 hot dogs to do. We had 6,900 in 2019, the last time we cooked, and we sold out everywhere of those. So we added a couple of new businesses wanted to try their hand at cooking this year. So if you're looking for hot dogs on Friday, we'll start serving at 11 o'clock. And, you know, and I'm going to say we're going to go till we run out or 2 o'clock, whichever happens first, because there are some locations, I mean, they may be out by 12:30.
Right.
Check another location. We'll keep, you know, follow us on Facebook. We'll post as we become aware who's sold out already and where you can still get them. But our cooking sites this year, if you want to check out and get a hot dog and a bag of chips and a drink, and some of them have like cookies and fresh fruit, and they all kind of really make it their own. So Bartier Ramirez Real Estate, which is in the old Papa Murphy's location there in Library Plaza, between Edward Jones and Midwest Dental, the small building there kind of next to Taco Bell that faces Locust Street.
Yeah.
County Market, they've been a great partner for us the last few years with this event and helping us get all our supplies. but they are also cooking this year. Crescent Electric, which is different because usually like Grummert's and SBM kind of go back and forth, but Crescent Electric is also on that corner there with them. So they wanted to get out of the game. So Crescent Electric will be cooking in their parking lot there between themselves and Grummert's at the corner of 5th and Locust. Golden Key Gifts, as always, out on Avenue G and 4th Street. They will be cooking and having sidewalk sales and all that stuff. Midland States Bank, they've been great the last few years. They keep upping their numbers, so they're going to have a boatload of hot dogs available at Midland States Bank. The Sterling Police Department, they've been taking part the last few years. So down at City Hall, Police Department will be out there. Brinkley's usually makes an appearance and hangs out. So they'll be cooking at the City Hall in the parking lot there. The Blind Student Leadership Group, high school juniors and seniors from all across the Sauk Valley, it's their leadership day kind of thing. They do a retreat, and they've been helping us out volunteer wise for the last few years. So they're doing a lot of activities down at the fun fair, which I'll get to shortly, but they're also going to be holding a car wash in the City Hall parking lot. So you know, there's no charge, but donations are appreciated. It goes back into their leadership programs and the things that the blind group does. So if you want to, you know, swing through, get a hot dog, get your car washed, make a small donation to help out the kids, City Hall.
I see BLIND is an acronym, Building Lasting Impressions That Never Die, leadership program for students 11 through 12th grades.
Yes.
Dixon, Fulton, Morrison, Newman, Rock Falls, and Provincetown.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. So it's a great group of kids. There's usually like, you know, 80, anywhere from 80 to 100 of them down that day. And we just kind of disperse them throughout, and they help our cooking sites. They do their car wash. They help with a lot of the activities at the fun fair. Usually give a few of them rights to my Facebook page, and they turn them loose on our social media coverage for the day. They'll be walking around downtown in character costumes. they help with our t-shirt sales. You know, wherever we need help, they're there to help us out. So that's really great. And we got 2 more cooking sites. We've got Sterling Township is getting involved this year. So in the Center for Youth parking lot there next to the post office, they will be serving hot dogs. And then Vintage Cousins and the Build-A-Pet Emporium in our old office location on First Avenue. So those are our 8 cooking sites for the year. So there should be ample opportunities. They're kind of spread out a little bit. So find your favorite spot and go get a hot dog on Friday.
And we got, I love 3D sound. They do. They were at the car show. All over the Sauk Valley. They're coming up.
Dave and Susan are great. They were here 2 years ago. We had them, and it was just kind of nice. They just pipe a little music into the downtown. They help with announcements. So I think they'll be down towards a fun fair for music and stuff there. But it's always a nice little add to have them. Speaking of the fun fair. So the last few years, that fun fair has been in the YWCA parking lot.
Right.
Now that the Sterling Marketplace is done, down by the farmer's market behind the factory, they will be doing the fun fair down in that area. One, just because there's some built-in shade under that parking lot, under the pavilion. So they've worked, the chamber really kind of has taken on the fun fair piece. Is a partner with us and with the Blind Student Leadership. Those two groups really kind of run that fun fair for us. But let's see. They've been working with, what is it, Bouncing All Around Party Rentals. We're going to have two inflatable obstacle courses down there. So if you do come to and you want to do the obstacle course, wear socks. Socks will be a requirement for the kids wanting to do the inflatable obstacle course.
There's a heads up.
So, yeah, just a heads up there. Wear socks. But Kurt Repass Country Financial, LSSI, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Sauk Valley Food Bank, Sauk Valley Bank, the library, the YMCA, the YWCA, Tri-County, and then the Blind Student Leadership. We're figuring we'll probably have, like, you know, 20 or so different little games and activities for kids to do in your traditional fun fair style, you know, just games. So visit around the downtown, get your hot dogs, go spend a little bit of time at the fun fair. Make a whole day of it.
I see somebody's going to make a splash at the dunk tank.
Actually, we're not. That didn't come to life. So.
Okay.
Sorry.
Scratch that.
Scratch the dunk tank. Right. That didn't happen this year.
I'm
going to
get out my red pen.
Dunk
tank.
Sorry. There that didn't quite work out. But, but speaking of that, there are all sorts of other activities downtown throughout the, you know, a lot of our businesses. Airplay is going to have 25-cent cookie specials. Golden Key's got sidewalk sales. Showplace Antiques sidewalk sales. Grommark Hardware sidewalk sales. The CGH Vision Center is going to have free ice cream.
Free ice cream.
Yep. The West End Moxie Thrift Shop, which is the YWCA's new thrift shop there next to the Mercantile where the Emporium used to be. Mm. They'll have some stuff. Primitive Frills, right by our office, is going to have some $5 make and take crafts. I also saw yesterday that True Smiles is going to have dilly bars there. So, yeah, the dentist giving away the dilly bars. I like that. But more ice cream. UOY Boutique, obviously, sidewalk sales. At the Factory Pub and Grub, Chloe's Lemonade Stand will be there. And then Ellie and Jesse's at Champs, they're going to have some lemon shake-ups, too. So in the Sterling Theater, we'll have, you know, 25-cent little bags of popcorn out front. And they're also running two special movie matinees. So
yes,
they'll have movies at 1:30 and at 2 o'clock. So you can make a whole day of it downtown.
The just-released Jungle Cruise.
Yes. Yep. And the new Suicide Squad, too. So that'll be the, I think this will be the first run for Suicide Squad. So, yeah, if you want to, you know, make a whole day of it. Come to the fun fair. Come get a hot dog. Stick around for a movie. Do a little shopping. If you can't find something to do on Friday afternoon downtown,
you're living under a rock.
Yeah, I'm like, so we're hoping for a really good turnout. I know the event was really missed last year, so we're hoping everybody comes on out and checks out Hot Dog Day 2021.
Hey, it's not going to be too bad, much like today, 83 degrees on Friday.
That'll be perfect. There's some days it's hot. I mean, as long as we don't get rain, I'm grateful. We can deal with the heat, you know, but it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Now you brought in this great pamphlet. It's also got a map in it. Where are these available?
A little bit everywhere. We've got them scattered. All of the cooking sites have them. We've got them scattered at, like, you can pick one up at our office, at the chamber office, the farmer's market's not going to be open before then. Pretty much all of the businesses that are taking part, you can grab one of those maps. And you'll be able to, hopefully we'll have some out still available the day of. If you go to our website, the sterlingmainstreet.org, click on the Hot Dog Day tab, all of the information is there. It's also on our Facebook page and in the Facebook event. We've been sharing that out pretty frequently. So, you know, you can get a link to get all the details pretty easily.
There we go.
Online and just carry it around on your phone.
You won't go hungry on Friday.
No, you won't.
Get in on that.
Yes.
Hey, coming up tonight is the last concert.
I know. That's kind of one of those other signs that the summer's winding down already. Tonight is the last municipal band concert of the summer season. This is their 10th one already. It's hard to believe. But their season finale will be this evening at the Grain and Civic Center. The municipal band itself starts their performance at 7:30, but concessions are usually open down there by about 6 o'clock. We'll have the Boy Scouts cooking up brats and hot dogs, popcorn. Rock River Hospice and Home is going to have the sweet treats tonight with pies and bars and cookies and whatnot. And then it's 3D Sound, which is also TriStar Snacks. He's got an ice cream truck, so he'll have his big ice cream bars down there as well.
And that gets, what time does that get underway?
Concessions are usually up and going by about 6 o'clock. They invite other performers to come in. Tonight we've got the Iowa State Boys, who will do a little pre-concert entertainment starting about 6:20. So come down, grab some snacks, you know, come watch the pre-concert entertainment, let the kids run amok a little bit, and then settle everybody down, and the concert itself will begin about 7:30.
Boy, okay, last concert of tonight, and then there's another last coming up.
Yep, our pop-up market, our last month's pop-up market, our July one, went really, really well. We had a great turnout. The weather was beautiful, a little bit hot, but it was a beautiful night. But our last one feels like it was so short because we did the May one was canceled because of the weather, the June one was inside because of the weather. July was beautiful. Hold not hope that August will be beautiful too, but August 26th will be our final pop-up market for the summer too.
And let's see, you pretty much got all the spaces filled, or is there any available for new stuff?
We're getting really full. I think last I counted, we've got, I want to say 20 or so vendors for our August pop-up market, but we still have new ones coming in. So let us know. We'll cram you in.
And there's usually some sort of musician that can hang around too.
Yeah, we'll have Cal Stage down there this month.
There we go. And then, you did the relocation thing earlier this year, and now you have a beautiful sign up because people are still having trouble finding you.
So we're finally getting our signs up. Our Sterling Main Street went up, went on the building on Monday. The other two new building, or the building is called the Sanborn Building. We kind of gave it a name because it's had so many different incarnations, but I believe it was William Sanborn. It was actually the architect who built it back in the 1800s.
Wow.
So we did a little research on the building and found that. And, we like to have names on our buildings. Like we call the Mercantile and stuff like that, especially when they're old and historic. It just adds another level of story to the building. Instead of calling it the old Walgreens, I mean, the building we're in was a Walgreens drugstore from 1939 to 1986, is where Walgreens was before it moved out to the mall. And then it's been a different couple different law offices, and it was a bank actually originally.
Is the safe still in there?
There is a safe in the building. Yeah, it's movable. It's on casters. Okay. It rolls pretty good. But I mean, it's an old one. For sure.
I wonder if that's a portion of the history. Was it there when you moved in?
Yeah. It goes with the building. I think that sucker's not going coming out.
It's there to stay.
It's there to stay. But yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. So we're using it for storage right now for the mural. It's got all these cool little banker slots in it. So I've got all the mural, different postcards for the murals organized in the little slots and stuff like that. So it's become a cool little functional storage for all our mural items.
So it's more than just an antique talking piece.
An antique talking piece, but it's actual functional storage.
Fantastic. Hey, all right. Looking forward to Hot Dog Day coming up. Anything else we need to know?
Oh, my goodness. We're working on planting hops on the rock. So if you want to throw out a save the date, Saturday, October 9th is going to be our craft beer festival, finally, in the Sterling Marketplace.
Right.
So we are frantically working on getting that together because time is flying by. Yesterday was May, I think. I mean, it feels like we just had the car show not that long ago. And
I know.
Summer flew by.
Here we were doing, the unofficial start to summer Memorial Day, and then we're looking at Labor Day already.
I know. It's crazy how quickly the summer has seemingly flown by.
I tried to say that as quiet as I could.
Yeah.
Maybe slowing it down just a bit.
Hopefully.
All right. Hey, well, thank you so much. And
for all that
information, go to sterlingmainstreet.org. Check out the Facebook page, or they can always give you a call as well.
They can. But hopefully we'll see everybody downtown on Friday. 11 to 2 is the core activity time. But we'll see you downtown.
Fantastic. Hey, Jana, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Get those hot dogs.